It is 8:15 on 2SER. My name is Mick, and at around this time each week, we talk to Michael Jones about which films he's caught in the last week or so and find out what's good and what's not. G'day, Michael.
Hey, Mick, how are you? Look, I've caught quite a lot of films. The Sydney Film Festival's on at the moment.
You may or may not have noticed. You shriveled up from all the salt and the popcorn.
That's right. Well, actually, I had two buckets last night. Yeah, I am feeling the effects this morning. Yeah, lots of highbrow entertainment going on at the State Theatre and your Dandy Opera Keys and all that sort of stuff. But there is some lowbrow entertainment that has just opened at event cinemas and places like that called Rough Night. Oh, I'll start with that one. Okay. Scarlett Johansson's in this, Kate McKinnon, Zoe Kravitz, Alana Glazer and Gillian Bell. This film is directed and co-written by Lucia Aniello. Her last film that she directed was Time Travelling Bong. That might give you some sort of indication as to what sort of film Rough Night might be. Jess, played by Scarlett Johansson, is getting married. So her besties from college 10 years ago decide to throw her a hen's party weekend in Miami. What could possibly go wrong? Well, quite a lot after a night of heavy drinking and a cocaine binge, apparently. This film is actually just so disappointingly derivative. It starts out as a female version of Bachelor Party, then morphs into a female version of Very Bad Things. I don't know if you've caught either of those films in the 1980s. And then goes a little bit Road Trip and American Pie before ultimately settling in again to become Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I was wondering that. How is it different to Bridesmaids? Is it a similar sort of theme?
Well, the other films I mentioned were very, about men and they've just turned it on its head and turned it into a female story. And that's why I suggest it's just a little bit derivative. Look, throw in the worst Australian accent you have ever heard in an American movie. Why, Kate McKinnon? Why? Sophie Monk would have jumped at this gig, I'm sure. Yeah. And you've got a complete waste of five very talented comedic actresses and a film that probably won't find its way onto either Ty Burrell or Demi Moore's IMDb profiles anytime soon. Their scenes are just excruciatingly awkward and unfunny. Rough Night, it's a very appropriate title for this film if you decide you're going to see that on a Saturday night or something. Yes, women can make appallingly unfunny, gross-out comedies too.
Oh, we can do it just as good as the men, right?
Yeah, they certainly can. Which brings me to The Promise, a film that hasn't had very good reviews, but I actually quite enjoyed this one. This one stars Oscar Isaac, Charlotte Le Bon and Christian Bale. It's directed by Terry George. The Promise follows a love triangle set against the dying days of the Ottoman Empire. Mikhail, played by Oscar Isaac, he's an idealistic young medical student who's travelled from his village in rural Turkey to Istanbul to study medicine. Whilst he's there, he meets Anna, played by Charlotte Le Bon, his cousin's music and dance teacher, and her boyfriend, Chris Myers. He's a crusading American journalist. Now, with Turkey entering World War I on Germany's side and things starting to go quite pear-shaped for Turkey's Armenians around the same time, Anna and Mikhail are caught right up in it because they both happen to be Armenians, and they also do get a bit caught up in each other.
All right.
Hence the love triangle angle. In the meantime, Chris is trying to document and expose the atrocities going on in Turkey at the time without getting himself shot as a spy. So whilst the whole love triangle angle is a bit cheesy, the film does do a great job of exposing the tragic fate of Armenians during this period of history. It's really quite interesting for those who don't know that much about it. Look, the film has had fairly poor Metacritic and Internet Movie Database score, but I suspect a few Turkish people may have been on those sites to mark down the film. This film certainly won't play well in Ankara or Istanbul. Like I said, it's a bit soapy at times, but the film is very well paced and it's beautifully shot. Look, there's drama, romance, action and plenty of tragedy. I promise you, you will enjoy this one.
Oh, good, good. Instead of Rough Night, check out The Promise.
Yeah, maybe. But one more film that has been showing at the Sydney Film Festival that is getting a general release today. Whitney, Can I Be Me? And I know you're a big fan.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, yes. This is a documentary directed by Nick Broomfield and Rudy Dolezal. Whitney, Can I Be Me? I guess it's a pretty orthodox bio-doco on the life and times and ultimately tragic death of Whitney Houston. It is a little bit different in some respects, though. None of the major players in Whitney Houston's life are really interviewed, except a couple of her brothers. We only get archive interviews of Whitney's mother, Sissy, her father, husband, Bobby Brown, and her very good friend, in inverted commas, Robin. Like I said, we do hear from her two older brothers, a bodyguard, some various stylists, record company people, though. The main thing this doco does have going for it, though, is some previously unrevealed or unreleased footage of Whitney Houston's last successful tour in 1999 that was shot by Rudy Dolezal. I guess Rudy was looking to make a documentary at the time, like a concert film in the style of possibly Madonna or something, but was possibly not given permission at the time. Look, you may not dig Whitney Houston's music, but it's obvious from the concert footage that she does give her all in every performance. And it's quite obvious in some of the backstage footage that she's certainly burning the candle at both ends. And also, we also see a lot of tension between Bobby Brown and best friend, in inverted commas, Robin. And when I say the best friend, in inverted commas, this film does hint very, very strongly as to Whitney Houston's bisexuality without ever actually coming out and saying it.
Right.
But apart from that, the film doesn't pull too many punches. Whitney's brothers do reveal that Whitney did enjoy drugs from a very early age.
Okay.
Bobby was not responsible for that. The two of them were just bad for each other, apparently. And I guess the film can't really pull any punches because there's really not much to reveal about a life that's been so well documented on TV and in the tabloids. The film also suggests that Whitney possibly died of a broken heart due to the end of a relationship with Robin, but doesn't really go too much further. Look, this is an unapproved documentary.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise, from Nick Broomfield. But it's about as close as you'll get to the real Whitney Houston, I guess.
Michael, thanks so much.
Pleasure.